After more than 5 decades of operation, McCutcheon's Maple Syrup has announced its permanent closure, marking the end of a cherished family business. Co-owner of the Coldwater-based business, Ken McCutcheon, expressed heartfelt gratitude to their loyal customers for supporting the operation. "We have had the privilege of meeting and getting to know the most amazing people," McCutcheon said in a statement. "Changing weather patterns and economic conditions have made it difficult to carry on our operation without making major changes moving forward. This has led to the difficult decision to start a new chapter in 2025. While the McCutcheon family feels bittersweet about closing this chapter, they are looking forward to the opportunities ahead. While Ken and Renee plan to enjoy the outdoors and life on the farm without the demanding workload, their children, Jesse and Carly, will shift their focus to new ventures. Ken's journey in syrup production began humbly in 1972 when he tapped into just a handful of trees. "I had 12 buckets that first season and more than that many friends to help gather the sap and sit around the fire watching it boil," Ken recalled. "It was a magical time for a kid from Scarborough who barely knew a maple tree from a pine." The following year, Ken ambitiously tapped 500 trees but faced challenges, including funding the necessary buckets. He struck a deal with a local store to purchase returned milk jugs, which he used as makeshift sap containers. However, the jugs froze, and the sap fermented, creating complications that underscored the steep learning curve of maple syrup production. In 1976, Ken's life changed again when he met his future wife and business partner, Renee, at a farm auction. "I was looking for farm implements but came home with Renee. The love of my life," he said. Together, they built their business as maple syrup production evolved. New technologies allowed them to expand their operation significantly. The McCutcheon syrup has earned several recognitions over the years, winning the world championship at the Royal Winter Fair twice. However, as the industry trended toward massive operations with tens of thousands of taps, the McCutcheons decided expansion was not a viable option. "We were very fortunate to have started when we did," Ken said. "The thrust is always more and bigger. It will be more difficult for small farms to survive economically in the future." Jesse and Carly have been involved in the family business since birth. Reflecting on the early years, Ken shared how the family made do with limited resources. "We were dirt poor and couldn't afford snowshoes," he said. "So, we fashioned squares of plywood tied to our boots with baler twine. They sort of worked on the flats but turned into toboggans on the hills. I knew our marriage was going to last when we finished the tapping and Renee was still here." Although McCutcheon's maple syrup will no longer produce syrup, the family plans to maintain their beekeeping operation, offering honey at their roadside stand at 3983 Line 9 North in Coldwater. "We have had many special moments working together as a family," Ken said. "Thank you for your support as it enabled us to make a living doing what we loved for 52 years. The closure of McCutcheon's maple syrup marks the end of a legacy built on hard work, innovation, and a deep connection to community. As they step into a new chapter, the McCutcheons leave behind a sweet history and cherished memories.